Now let me discuss the five priority areas that DOD and VA are trying to work on to enhance collaboration. The first is this transition program, the Transition GPS program. At the Department of Defense, our goal is to provide a comprehensive transition assistance program that prepares those who are leaving the service for the next step. Whether that is pursuing additional education, whether it's trying to find a job in the public sector or the private sector, or whether it's starting their own business. On Monday, the President announced a new Transition GPS program that will extend transition preparation through the entire span of each service member's military career. The program will ensure that every service member develops their own individual transition plan, meets new career readiness standards, and is prepared to apply their valuable military experience however and wherever they choose. The second area that we focused on is trying to integrate the disability evaluation system. We've overhauled the legacy disability evaluation system and trying to make improvements with regards to developing a new system. In the past, as you know, service members with medical conditions preventing them from doing their military jobs had to navigate separate disability evaluation systems at both DOD and VA. We've replaced that legacy system with a single integrated disability evaluation system that enables our departments to work in tandem. Under the new system currently in use, service members and veterans have to deal with fewer layers of bureaucracy, and they are able to receive VA disability compensation sooner after separating from the military. But let's understand as we try to do this, this is a tough challenge to try to make this work in a way that can respond to our veterans effectively. After all, veterans have rights. They have the right to ensure that their claims are carefully adjudicated. But at the same time, we need to expedite the process and to ensure that as we do that, we protect their benefits. And that's what we're trying to do with this system. The third area is to try to integrate, as was pointed out, a new electronic health record system. We're working on a major initiative to try to do that. For too long, efforts to achieve a real seamless transition between our healthcare systems have been hamstrung by separate legacy health record systems. In response to a challenge that was issued by the President, and frankly, presidents in the past who have tried to address this issue, DOD and VA is finally working steadily to build an integrated electronic health record system. When operational, that system will be the single source for service members and veterans to access their medical history and for clinicians to use that history at any DOD and VA medical facility. Again, this is not easy. And so the way we're approaching it is to try to see if we can complete this process at two places, San Antonio and Hampton Roads, and then try to expand it to every other hospital. It's tough, but if we can achieve this, it would be a very significant achievement that I think could be a model not only for the hospitals that we run, but for hospitals in the private sector as well. Fourthly, we need greater collaboration on mental and behavioral health. Beyond these specific initiatives that I mentioned, we are trying to focus on enhancing collaboration in areas that involve some of the toughest challenges we face now related to mental and behavioral health. Post-traumatic stress has emerged as a signature unseen wound of this last decade of war. Its impact will be felt for decades to come. And both the DOD and VA must therefore improve our ability to identify and treat this condition, as well as all mental and behavioral health conditions, and to better equip our system to deal with the unique challenges these conditions can present. For example, I've been very concerned about reports of problems with modifying diagnoses for post-traumatic stress in the military disability evaluation system. Many of these issues were brought to my attention by members of Congress, and I appreciate their doing that, particularly the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman, Patty Murray, who addressed this issue because it happened in her own state in a particular way. To address these concerns, I've directed a review across all of the uniformed services. This review, led by the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Aaron Connaughton, will help ensure that we are delivering on our commitment to care for our service members. The review will be analytically sound, it will be action-oriented, and it will provide, hopefully, the least disruptive impact to behavioral health services for service members. The effort here is to determine where those diagnoses take place, why they were downgraded downward, what took place, so that we know exactly what has happened. I hope that the entire review will be completed within approximately 18 months. The last area is an area that has really concerned me, which is the area of trying to prevent military suicides. We've strongly focused on doing what we can to try to deal with this issue, which I've said is one of the most frustrating problems I have come across as Secretary of Defense. Despite increased efforts and attention by both DOD and VA, the suicide trends among service members and veterans continues to move in a very troubling and tragic direction. In part, it is reflective of the larger society. The fact is, numbers are increasing now within the military. In close cooperation with the VA, DOD is taking aggressive steps to try to address this issue, including promoting a culture of to try to get people to seek help, to seek the kind of help that they need, to improve access to mental and behavioral health care, to emphasize mental fitness, and to work to better understand the issue of suicide with the help of other agencies, including the VA. One of the things I'm trying to stress is that we have got to improve the ability of leadership within the military to see these issues, to see them coming, and to do something to try to prevent it from happening. Our efforts to deliver the best possible services depend on the dedication of our DOD and VA professionals who work extremely hard every day on behalf of those who have served in uniform. And I extend my thanks to all who help support our men and women in uniform today, to our veterans and to our families. Let me just say, we are one family. We have to be one family at the Department of Defense and Department of Veterans Affairs, a family that supports one another and all those who have answered the call to defend our country. Together, we will do everything possible to ensure that the bond between our two departments and between our country and those who have defended it only grows stronger in the future.